Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Radio Nasties podcast with me, Vic, and my co-host, Richard.
Arse fucking is my speciality.
Well, that's the episode. I'm leaving. I'll see everyone next time because he's giving me a look and I don't like it.
Nothing but buggery this episode.
Again, wasn't told about this.
That's the name of my new podcast. Nothing but buggery.
To be fair, I'd be on that podcast.
Abandoned seven countries already.
We're not having buggery in this here country. So, we're back after last week's, I don't know. It's a low point for the Radio Nasties, is what it was.
I had to go home and listen to the Misfits for several hours, just be like, Glenn Danzig's not that useless. Yeah. He has done something good with his life.
And then somebody will mention Verotica, and you'll be like, oh, never
burn
mind.
Them, burn them.
Yeah, never mind. Never mind.
You've ruined the Misfits for me.
He nearly has. So I thought I would attack something you love in some shape or form. It's a franchise you love anyway. Well, it's a franchise we both love.
Okay.
So this is a... well, weirdly enough, this movie, it doesn't matter. I guarantee you it doesn't matter. This is a prequel to a different film.
Oh.
That starred Sid Haig. So there you go. It's all right. Sid Haig's been nothing but golden gems.
Oh, God. Is this one of those terrible Night of the Living Dead movies?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fuck off.
Yes, it is. Oh. This is the prequel. I think this is 2012. Weirdly enough, because you mentioned to me you were watching Reanimator. And this is called Night of the Living Dead 3D Reanimation. And it's got Jeffrey Combs in it. Jeffrey Combs and the guy that played the Wishmaster.
Is this how you feel when I tell you I've got an unofficial Italian sequel? You're like, well, I've got an unofficial American sequel.
Yeah.
I thought the Americans were better than this.
I didn't.
No, you've got a good point, neither did I, to be fair.
So, yeah, I remember watching this with Charlotte and we had a whale of a time. It was because it was really good. It was a really good motion picture, and I was like, "This is a fine addition to the Dead franchise." So yeah,
totally legit, definitely officially authorized.
How was it? Egg was in the last one, so you know, must be fine. Jeffrey Combs is in this one. He's been in nothing but golden gems.
Oh yeah, isn't
as well.
This a sequel to another unofficial Night of the Living Dead sequel?
I don't care. Probably this is about Night of the Living Dead. 3D was the remake. I think that was 2006.
Was that a remake?
Yeah. A full-on remake. It's not really, Richard. It's a completely different story. But it's classed as a remake.
But is it, like, a real...
I mean, if it is, would you still say it was?
Well, no.
But... there you go.
For those that don't know, Night of the Living Dead is in the public domain.
It is the second remake of the 1968 horror classic Night of the Living Dead. Classed as a remake, mate. The original film was never properly copyrighted, of course, and yep. So they made this with no permission.
So there we go. It's not official.
Yeah, but it's kind of like in a limbo. It's a limbo where it does exist, technically.
Schrodinger's prequel. Or Schrodinger's remake.
Prequel to the remake. Oh, it's a doozy, mate. This is a lovely movie.
I mean, I'm sure it's better than Verotica, so...
No, I'm genuinely positive it's better than Verotica. It's got Jeffrey Combs in it. I can see him. Who in Verotica did you want to see?
Caroline Williams.
Did you?
I mean, I didn't want to see her in it, but I don't mind her.
I do when she's looks like that. Sorry.
If you're listening.
You used to be gorgeous. So, yeah, we'll drop it. Richard looks ecstatic already, by the way. Like, really. He's kind of looking at the box with, like, some sort of... It's the way a cat looks at people. He's looking at this box like a cat.
A prequel to an unofficial remake of my second favourite horror film of all time. No, I'm well up for this.
By the way, the effects are fucking glorious.
Well, you'd think so.
Don't worry, there's not a lot of CG. There's not a lot of CG.
Just pop the cunt on.
There's a phrase. Let's pop the cunt on.
Oh,
well, we'll be back. Maybe we'll be back. I'll definitely be, and I'll document Richard's suicide. So even if
how many times have we declared an episode to be a documentation of our suicide?
Exactly.
One of these days, it's going to be true, and it might be today.
Yeah. There we go. So there's me. This is special for this episode. There's me popping the cunt box open, and we're going to put the disc in.
It's going to disgrace my Blu-ray player.
See yous in a bit. And we're back, and I'm enjoying this orange more than I'm enjoying that movie.
I think I would enjoy eating feces more than I would have enjoyed watching that movie.
Oh, I think this is why this orange is more enjoyable after I've watched that. I'm like,
life's not so bad.
This is a nice treat. There are good things in the world.
That hell was not one of them.
So you like that movie?
We've just watched 85 minutes of nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing happened in that movie.
Yeah.
But yet so much happened that I need to vent about. Mm-hmm. What a disgrace to George Romero's legacy.
Yeah.
How dare you put the title of Night of the Living Dead on this shit?
Yeah.
They should have called it Shit of the Living Dead.
Still wouldn't have been good.
At least you know what you're getting in for. At least you're not going to mislead people into thinking it's anything to do with George Romero's. Because it's not.
If I saw a movie called Shit of the Dead, I'd expect more things to happen.
Just because you can legally use the name does not mean exactly. You should.
Yeah, actually, let's get into it and you can rant.
Should we just go and make a film called Night of the Living Dead? It'll be better than this.
It's not fucking hard, really. I know it'd be better. I'm sorry.
And it's got nothing to do with zombies. It's a historical drama.
Yeah, it'd still be better.
I want to die.
Well, you got to talk about it now, so.
No, I don't. There's nothing forcing me to talk about this film, would you?
You can say something. I bet you I can get you talking now.
Fucking hell.
So,
I mean, there's part of me thinking, oh, maybe I just didn't get it because I haven't seen the sequel.
Richard, don't do that to yourself, mate. No, I do want to talk to you, but don't think that of yourself. I don't think people can get this movie. There's not much to get. I don't think
the people that made it get it.
No, exactly. I don't think they get the original. They've tried to turn it into some, I don't know what this is, some sort of Frankenstein. I mean, I suppose a lot of this stuff would have made more sense if we'd seen the previous film, but then again, not that much more. We open up in, one of the only locations of the movie, the crematorium.
Yeah, there's an open casket funeral coming on.
Yeah, and you said that man looks like a clown, and then the woman whose father is...
You made my dad look like a clown, and I'm with you, love.
Yeah. Well, he gets spoke down to by this woman who's obviously like, you've destroyed my dad, and he's dead. Do you know what I mean? So there's not really much more you can do.
Wait till you see the film.
Yeah. And he goes in the back to speak to the girl who's done the body, who turns out to be some goth girl.
You made him look like a punk.
Yeah, and she's
like, is it a punk or a clown?
But she's in there doing, like, horror prosthetics.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be like, you're working on my dime, mate. Can you do fucking crematorium work, not make...
I mean, clearly you can't.
No, exactly. Well, this is Diane.
And you might think, why are you pronouncing Diane. Like that? Diane. That's how she presents her name. It's always, I'm Diane.
Yeah, because she's a goth. So everything's got to be dreary. It's like,
and she can never just say a sentence. She has to, like, wait. But like, how are you doing, Diane? All right.
Fucking awful. I'm a goth. about as good as that corpse. So he talks to his fat secretary about getting a new person. Because he's like, this person, she's shit. She's terrible. She made him look like a clown. And this woman's like, oh, there's somebody new coming today, weirdly enough. I'll talk to them for you. It's like, if she's coming here, what else is she coming for besides a fucking
just
job interview?
A nice
interview?
Trip to the morticians.
Just going to the And then there's another guy as well. By the way, there's no character development in this, pretty much, is there?
There's a couple of photographs. That's our character development.
There's another character who we were calling, like, new metal for most of the fucking film, because he just looks like...
Yeah, he looks like a Limp Bizkit reject.
Yeah, or Linkin Park or something. He just looks like he's from...
New metal.
Yeah. Yeah, any of the bands. He could... Is he in one of them? Yeah, probably. But he says... I don't know what he does at this place.
No.
He's something to do with the graveyard. I'm guessing he cleans up or something, because he had a shovel when I first met him. When I first met him. I'm glad.
Yeah, back from my new metal days.
Yeah, but he gets told off by the funeral director, who, what's his fucking name? Gerald Jr.? Tovar? Both. One of them?
Yeah. Both. He's actually, I go by many names.
It's the guy out of Wishmaster. I haven't even seen Wishmaster. But no, he's out of Wishmaster. Right. I think he's the monster out of Wishmaster.
Yeah, he was in Lost as well.
Yeah, I don't think I saw him when he was in Lost. Or maybe I did, and I just
I think he would have. He's in the just early.
Didn't. But he gets told that there's this guy that he's let onto the graveyard or something, and then fucking Tovar's like, you shouldn't have done that. And he's like, why? It's a graveyard. What have you got to hide? Oh, nothing.
I got babies in my fridge.
Yeah.
You keep saying that. Junior.
Yeah. But he goes and he's basically like, right, I'm going to go and check out this guy that you've let into the graveyard. Watch this fucking room for me. And Nu Metal's like, alright, I don't know. It's fine. So Tovar goes to this graveyard, sees this man in a suit, who's some sort of health inspector or something, I think, from his card. He's just walking around the graveyard. So Tovar picks up a shovel, and you're like, is this man going to kill this man? And then, no, it's alright, because a zombie jumps out and bites poor suit man in the neck. And then Tovar decapitates the zombie in a...
mate, but I've got to fucking cut your head off.
Well, he does it to the zombie first, doesn't he? And it's the effect is amazing when the head comes off.
Don't even joke. Like, it's awful. No, it's just really a CGI splat.
Yeah.
Think the wrist-cutting scene in Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think maybe when he's 3D is not good for gory horror movies.
You reckon? It's not good for fucking anything, mate.
No.
Yeah, he has to kill the other guy out of mercy, I guess, because zombies, apparently. That's how we're introduced to the zombies, by the way. Just in a graveyard.
They're here. Yeah, they're here.
Oh, alright. He goes back to the Nu Metal kid, and he's like, oh, why have you got blood on your shovel? And he's like, oh, I was killing gophers. Why? If I was that kid, I'd be like, why are you killing gophers on your fucking...
Because they're gay. Well, I don't care if they're gay or not. I'll kill them anyway. Kill him.
And he has... Right, so one thing I want to get across just before we keep going is pretty much every scene in this film is pointless. He has a scene with, like, this old man and his daughter.
I'd forgotten there about you go, this. See? Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's like dying man who's like obviously got some... He's got fucking lung cancer
COPD
or something.
Yeah, something awful. He's got like a ventilator and stuff.
Yeah, and he has to carry around oxygen tank.
Mm-hmm. But he's sitting smoking a fag, which is hilarious because you're like, well, I'm nearly dead.
Yeah, they're here planning his funeral. He's with what I think's his daughter.
Yeah, well, she's moaning because she's like, oh, he doesn't really want all this. He just wants it cheap.
Yeah, it's like, and then what's like the cheapest coffin you've got? And he's like, well, I wouldn't fucking recommend it. But it's he even gives it some like really fucking shitty name.
Yeah, the
like
minimum casket.
Yeah, it's like, you have no bedside manner.
No. Whatsoever
you'd be like, yeah, we do have some affordable options. I'm like, well, if you don't fucking care about your dead dad being eaten by worms, you're gonna have this fucking piece of shit.
It's crap. Do you want a box? Do you want just like a
and
like
then
a
he's
box?
Like, well, we were thinking about cremation, and he was just like,
well, he has that moment where he's like, and then you're like, why is this bothering him? And then you find out later and it still doesn't really make sense.
No, it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
So forget about those characters, because they never...
No,
actually, the dad shows up at one point as a corpse. Not a zombie.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, he was the one that the fat secretary was ripping the bin bag. That's the dad.
Oh, didn't even know that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, Tovar then meets with the new employee. I don't know her name. Is it Christy or something?
I can't remember. I did say it once.
I called her Noob, because she's a new employee. I don't know what else to call her.
Yeah, I just called a new bitch.
He was shouting her name for like the last 20 minutes and I heard it every time and still didn't register.
The last 20 minutes of him, let alone him saying her name.
Yep. And he introduced her to Diane, who he says something like, Diane's training, so you're the new employee. You've got experience. You can help teach her not to make corpses look like clowns, I guess. Jeffrey Combs arrives as well.
Why Jeffrey?
I don't know.
Why? You're better than this, Jeff.
Oh, a lot of people are better than this movie. A lot of people are better than this movie.
Not all of them.
No.
Not all of them.
No, I mean, if I saw Trump in this movie, that makes sense.
Well, you wouldn't see any sort of politicians in this film, would you?
No.
Especially not parodies of
them. No. There's nothing in this film. Well, why would you need that in a Night of the Living Dead remake prequel?
It's a good satirical message, like the Night of the Living Dead was that? I was going to say the first one, but these films are not connected.
Can you imagine if it was like...
I couldn't imagine.
Can you imagine if it sounded like
I genuinely couldn't imagine.
Harold Ramirez was like, oh, them films are all right. Might make them canon.
Yeah.
Just like a sticky note. Make them two films canon. They're all right.
The note just says reanimation canon, question mark.
Yeah. Is this what I meant by my movie? Tovar, he's staring at like this secret locked door that he keeps going on about, and when he goes into it, it's like this stereotypically dingy room with like a camera set up. It looks like a porn room or something at the start.
The most disgusting porn you'd ever seen.
Yeah. There's also CGI flies. They're in like every scene. If there's one character development in this movie, it's the CGI fucking flies, man.
Why did they need that?
Oh, I don't know.
Was somebody like looking at this film? Like, you know what's missing?
Are them people dead? CGI flies. Are they corpses? Because there's no flies. So there's a lot of gore, but there's no flies. I don't think this is realistic at all, to be honest with you.
Put some unrealistic things in there to make yeah. it realistic.
Oh, fucking hell. But yeah, it turns out the room is full of corpses. And a zombie. A room full of corpses. One of the zombies pops up and it's a horrible, horrible reference to zombie.
Yeah, zombie flesh ears, whatever you want to fucking call it. It's that slow rise one.
Yeah, where he rises up and then Tovar kills him. That's it. Yeah. That's the scene. I might do this every scene now.
And that's, like, the scene.
That's the scene. So the brothers, it ends up Jeffrey Combs is Tovar's brother. I don't know his fucking name. I just called him Combs all the way through.
Howard.
Oh, they have a very awkward reunion where they're kind of like estranged brothers, I guess. And that's it. They just say hello and they're like, oh, you've been all right, have you? And he's like, oh, you're locking the doors now, are you? And it's like, I don't care about this movie. But yeah, we get our a little news flash of nobody political that is parodied at all.
No, it's just a random woman, you never see her again.
A random woman talking about zombies, and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Lame stream media.
But how is this is a prequel to the remake of a film, right? Which is at least one of the very, very first films of zombies. Like, the people in Night of the Living Dead didn't know what a fucking zombie was.
No.
They didn't go, well, even if they knew, oh, these people are coming back to life.
But they called them ghouls, didn't they?
Exactly. They didn't know the term zombie. So now, in this prequel of the remake of that film, now they know what a zombie is, and they're just like, oh, you know, these people, the public. She says something like the public are like zombies or something, doesn't she? She compares them to zombies, and it's like, oh, so they know what zombies are. But then the rest of the film, everyone's so surprised that people come back to life. They're like, oh, fucking hell, I don't know what this is. This is weird. Wish there was a name for it that was on the telly about 15 minutes ago from a certain political person who's parodied. It's Sarah fucking Palin.
And her character's name is even Sarah.
Yeah, Sister Sarah, she's called.
Why?
Sister Sarah. I don't think she's a nun in this.
I hope not.
Oh, this scene as well. Tovar mentions teabagging to Jeffrey. He's like, oh,
like, do you not know what that is? Do you not know what teabag is?
And then Jeffrey comes like, oh, it's a very insulting phrase or something. It's like, what is this fucking movie? Why do we need pulp fiction references then? Why do we need pop fiction references in a fucking Night of the Living Dead remake?
Prequel. Is it?
So they go and they talk in the office. They bring out, they do a whole fucking Chekhov's gun thing where they bring daddy's gun out. He keeps referring to his dad as daddy.
Yeah.
And
at least there's no horrible portraits of him. This is where you see the portrait of Lenin.
Yeah, he's got a portrait of Lenin for some reason. I don't know why.
And then you point out later, like a statue of other Russian leaders.
No, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But he's also got a dead baby in a fridge. Because Jeffrey Combs... Oh, this scene is
fucking ridiculous.
Oh, he goes to get a bottle of water out the fucking fridge or something, right? And then does it, like, in the hardest way... You know how a fridge was designed to be essentially a window into your food?
Well, they literally have lights in them, so
yeah,
you can see.
I can pick what I need, yeah? He goes... He puts his arm in, only his arm, while facing the fridge backwards and going like, oh, you know, don't know what's in here.
Hope there's no dead babies.
I don't understand. Like, what are you looking for? Is this what you do at home? You get like a lucky dip. Yeah, the lucky prize. Like, I want one. Oh, fuck, cabbage. I've got to eat cabbage today.
I only wanted water. I ended up cabbage.
Yeah, I'm not even fucking hungry.
Why
I'm
do
thirsty.
I even buy it?
Oh. But yeah, there is a dead baby in the fridge. And they do this whole thing where Jeffrey comes, it's like, it shows you the inside the fridge and his hand's nearly touching the... You know when it's like they put the hand underneath their bed? And they're trying to feel for something, and someone's hiding underneath, and they nearly touch it. It's that, but it's in a
dead
fridge.
Baby.
Yeah, in a fridge. in a fridge while facing backwards.
And then the dead baby never comes up again.
No, it genuinely doesn't, though, does it?
No. That baby's still in that fridge.
No.
To this very day.
I wonder if it's in the... it's just been there the whole time. Can you imagine? In the first one, they open the fridge. Dead baby in here. Weird. And then these people are like, we need to reference this. Oh, I hope you would like to know as well that it's the same director for both. The same director.
Do you know what the worst thing is? I looked up this one has a high rating on Letterboxd than the other one. So the other one might be worse.
Is that one worse, though, because it is literally a remake of Night of the Living Dead?
And people is like, it, though?
Well, I don't think so, Richard. I wouldn't call it... I haven't seen the fucking cunt, and I can tell you that I don't think I'd be like, well, this is definitely a good remake of my one of my favourite films. The night, you haven't seen the 90s remake, have you?
No. I think that one's quite good.
I like it. But it's better than this one.
I believe that one. Or any film.
I don't know. I don't know if it's better than any film.
Well, yeah, that might be a bit strong.
Yeah. Fucking Stanley Kubrick's rolling in his grave.
I meant any film would be better than this film.
Yeah.
Except for Arca.
It turns out that basically Jeffrey Combs has gone out of business. He was running a veterinary clinic, which is, you brought up, which is quite funny because he does stuff with cats in Reanimator.
Yeah. So. Cat dead, details later.
He's basically saying, like, he's got no money. So he's like, you know, you apparently Tovar got everything from the will.
Yeah,
the
dad's given he goes out to get a few dollars, and Jeffrey comes is like, no,
real money. Yeah,
it's like, you inherited everything and our will contest the will. It's like, it's a bit late.
Yeah.
It seems like the dad's been dead for quite some time. I don't think you can contest a will once it's already been dished out. Like, well, it's done now, mate. You had your chance.
I don't know about this. This is fucking terrible. But they agreed to have supper over it. They agreed to talk about it.
He says he'll fix him up some supper.
Yeah, wait till you see what the fucking supper is.
I can see why he'd be like that. Because even Jeffrey Combs seemed like, you're going to make me dinner. You're going to make me
dinner.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Last time I went to your house, you gave me spinach and vodka. So I can only imagine what weird combination you're going to be making
for you today, brother.
Me today.
We have a little scene with Nu Metal and Tovar.
Who I'd forgotten about.
Yeah,
oh,
I forget.
Every time they come in, you're like, oh yeah.
Him.
They exist.
That man. But they talk about, this is where they talk about the oven, the where they put the bodies in, it's not working. And Tovar's like, oh, it's not working. I think he says something that's like, it's not lighting my fire. And by the way, something I noticed while looking on Wikipedia at the first one, apparently Tovar is afraid of fire in that film. So this is apparently his fear of fire. My dad wouldn't let me use the oven. Well, and we haven't even got into that yet, but there's a reason he can't use the oven, and it's very practical. I agree with him. That'd be a reason why I couldn't use an oven. But oh God, I've been here for 20 years, can't use this oven. He also mentions the Coopers, which you weren't... I didn't notice.
But yeah, anyone does remember the Coopers are the family in the basement in Night of the Living Dead. And he's like, oh yeah, you've got a friend that works for the Coopers, ain't you? And then that's it. That's the reference. And it's never brought up again.
You know the friend that works for the Coopers? Is that the young lad?
Sorry?
There's a young lad, isn't there, that is at the house when they already get there, in the basement with them. Is he like, and he looks like he's, you know, the kind of buff lad?
Yeah, I know you're on about, yeah.
Is he the worker?
No, if I remember right, I think they just met up.
Ah, right, okay. So, Tovar goes, he joins the girls are starting to prepare the corpse, and he basically goes into, this whole scene is literally just him talking about this thing that you put in bodies. He's like, oh, my father called this the coroner's spear. And you're like, it's not that fucking epic, mate. You're embalming a body. Fair play to you, but, like, you're embalming a body, mate. It's not a spear.
But they make a big deal about how they have to wear, like, safety visors, and none of them are wearing one.
Terrible COVID regulations. Terrible.
There's one later, and it makes me think, did they only have the budget for one visor? Yeah, so probably. We've got three people working on this corpse, but we can only afford one. Well, we'll CGI it in, and then just forget. Oh, we spent all the CGI.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the true story.
We spent all the CGI budget on blood and flies.
God. But it's funny because he walks out and he's like,
This film isn't funny.
I'll be right back. And then he doesn't come right back. He goes to his like dingy, fucked up room and then turns on the camera and then leaves. I mean, leaves the building.
Yeah.
And they're like waiting for him. Him and fucking Jeffrey Combs head home. Outside of his house, he's got a family graveyard where his dad's buried.
But the camera's not focusing on the grave. It looks like he's pointing at just like junk he has in his garden. And he goes, that's yeah. daddy. And we were both like, what chair? Are you on about? Is your dad a chair?
You on about the chair?
And then the camera pans over.
And there's a graveyard. And it's like, who is the camera operator in this fucking movie?
And this is what I want to get at. The grave says the dad died in 2004, right? I get the impression that in this film, this dad has been dead for quite some time now.
His corpse doesn't look that bad, but enough. He's been there for a while, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say a few years at least.
Mm, yeah.
So let's say this film set in 2009. This is a prequel. Our main character grows up to become Sid Haig, who is quite an elderly man.
Yeah.
At the point of filming that. So that must mean the I don't even know how
there's
to...
There's at least the 15 other film years past.
Is
at least
set in like the
years.
2030s.
Yeah. Well, it's Texas 3D logic, time logic, isn't it?
Texas 3D is looking pretty good right now.
I don't think they thought much about timing and continuity.
I don't think they thought much about anything.
Do you not think?
They didn't even think to give themselves an actual title for the film. So, just take a title from another film, just because we can.
Yeah.
Fuck off. But, you know that Driller Killer's in the public domain as well, so we could just make a film called Driller Killer and not have any drills or kills in it.
I'd love to do that, because I hate that movie. Yeah, I'd be happy doing that. And then I'd go to fucking Abel Ferreira and be like, look at this.
Better than your film.
Like, yeah. and then I'd have to bring it back and go, I do actually like Kings of New York, though. King of New York. Whoops. It's one of my favourite films. So I hate you and I love you, Abel. You fucking cunt.
You lovely cunt.
Yeah, so they view the family graveyard and then Tovar calls the girls and he's like, oh, by the way, I'm not coming back. And it's like, we were fucking waiting for you to work on this cunt in body, mate. I've had enough of this. So they start on it and new metal comes in. And the scene is, I swear to God, new metal comes in and he goes, oh, what are you doing? And they're like, fixing this corpse. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to stay and watch then.
I'd be like,
and
that's well, can you not? Because we've got work to do and this is very unprofessional. Nah, we're dealing with people's loved ones here.
Nah, I'm going to sit down here.
Oh, I'm going to stay here.
I'm eating as well. I'm really disrespectful.
It's either this or I play you the music from my new metal band. You can stay.
Yeah, you can stay. Well, weirdly enough, the brothers are eating something at their house as well, aren't they? They're having supper. Do you know what they have for supper? Eggs and beer. I don't know
you
why
made
it was...
such a big deal. I'm going to fix you some supper.
And it's like,
it's
like,
I'll be
your
man, beer with your eggs.
It's
like, excuse me?
Is there anything with the eggs? Like, I mean, like, as in food?
Just eggs.
No, I'm sorry.
No, just eggs.
I'm sorry, Tovar.
Eggs.
I'll be specific. I didn't mean eggs with eggs. Is there anything with the eggs?
Beer.
I fucking hate you. I know why I left.
Because you're always serving me eggs and beer. Yeah. I'm vegan and I don't drink.
It cuts back to the zombie that's in the fucking, you know, the one that got up when he turned on the camera and it's still walking towards the camera and it's a horrible green screen.
Yeah.
For a man that's walking through a room.
But why is there so much green screen?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's walking through a room.
Yeah.
In the room.
Yeah. Just put him in the room.
Yeah, you know, just have him in the room.
I don't know if this was something to do with, like, the 3D effects they were trying to go for.
Oh, possibly. I forgot it was 3D.
It's in the title and you still forget.
Yeah, generally forgot it was 3D. I mean, now think about it, though. How many effects in this are 3D?
The credits.
Yeah.
The credits poke out at you. There's a bit of blood
Richard
spatter on the camera.
Richard loved the title screen. The title screen looked...
top notch.
So
top.
It was a homage
notch.
To the original. Can you imagine the original and they're just having that? Yeah, no. It's like Jaws 3D, isn't it? It's like, nah.
They're coming to get you, Barbara. What? Zombies? No, the title.
Credits.
Title's going to get you, Barbs.
Oh, it's a shit death in a movie about zombies. Yeah, it's pretty bad. You're getting killed by credits.
Wish I was killed by the credits.
But the brothers are speaking about the money issues, and we noticed that they have the exact same photo of the father that's from the crematorium, but it's just like close up and cropped
and black and white.
And you're like,
did this man only take one photo in his life? Well, no, we didn't, because you see video footage from him at some point.
Yeah,
they must really like that picture.
Yeah,
but we're gonna make this one awful. We're gonna crop it and put
maybe
it
it's the dad. The dad's like only published that photo. no more.
This is my legacy.
But he says, you know, he says basically that he's going to tell his brother his secret. And you're like, oh, you're not. You're like, I don't care. I don't give a
no,
fuck.
No, I don't
care. Is it zombies? Is it secret zombies? Because you're in like...
The secret zombies, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a bit mental, aren't you?
While he's doing this, the fucking Diane, fucking newbie and new metal are all smoking weed. Because
that's what you do on your first day on the job. I mean, you do find out. The one credit I will give to this film, they do actually address soon why this woman is sitting there smoking fucking weed.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But at the time, we were just like, why are they...
But the thing is, even though it's explained, it's still not needed.
Oh, it's still stupid.
Why did we need a drug scene?
But to be fair, at least the scene ends quickly, and they just have their joint, and then...
Yeah, they smoke, and that's it. So, Combs is talking about a... he's basically... We get this, like, close-up of Jeffrey Combs, and he's like, the corpses at the crematorium, and they're moving. You know, that's how Jeffrey Combs says everything like that.
Yeah.
I would like some eggs and beer. And you're like, are you all right?
My career is going down film.
Yes, I was in probably 2 good films, and now I've been in complete shit for the rest of my life. I have been reduced to being in knockoff remakes of beloved horror movies.
No. Knockoff. Prequels.
Oh, yeah, I know. I keep doing it. I'm trying to like give you some slack.
That's even
Richard's
worse.
Like, remake prequel. So fuck it. Remake.
And it's not even a real remake.
No. But yeah. So basically, the gist of it is Tovar says that he got some fucking fluid from somewhere, which I think is just a reference to. He said he got it from the government. So, or his dad got it from the government, which is just a horrible reference to Return of the Living Dead. Yeah. And
he's like government crack.
Oh yeah, I know.
And you're like, what, why, what? Government crack.
And then he's like, explains it. He's like, no, CRAC. And it's like, I can't remember what the acronym
corpse
is.
Corpse
Removal Anonymous Cleanup or some shit. Fucking terrible. It's the worst acronym. I was like, you don't just get words and put them in an acronym. Like, Bob. Big Orifices Blowjobs.
Big Orange Bastard. It's not orange. Yeah, but it's a good acronym, isn't it? Well, no.
Because he's not orange.
He's
fucking
not big.
Hell. But basically...
And he's not a bloke.
Jeffrey Combs thinks his brother's mental, because you would.
I think he's mental.
You would. You'd be like, I'm sorry, moving corpses? And he's like, I'm just going to go. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. So I will have a beer. I'll get you one. No. I'll get you one.
By the way, just in case you were wondering, you know, because they remind you, it's okay. The zombie's still walking towards the camera in the green screen. So they cut back to
it's getting a bit closer.
See, when he explains why they're so slow, I'm like, well, not why they're so slow, but how slow they are. And I'm like, how is the end of this movie? Can you really, like, if you think about it, right?
If they were as slow as he's making out, they would be no threat.
No, you'd just be like,
well, you know, next week I'll move him.
We'll go and
I'll
have
be
some
fine for
beer
another month.
First, because look at him, he's lying down there. It's all good. Look at him, that fly's moving faster than him.
What fly? Oh, we haven't edited it in yet, have we? Fuck.
Oh, again. Apologies. The scene with the drugs hasn't ended at all. We go back to it. And new metal informs fucking newbie girl that Diane is, and I quote, a necro.
She says, I like them dead.
I don't know if this is legal.
I know it's not legal.
Like, if you went to a copper and he was like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, well, I like them dead. Oh, sorry, fair enough. You know, I'm not going to kink shame. See you later.
You fuck all the corpses you want, love.
Yeah.
Do you think she said that in her interview? Oh, why do you want to work here? I'm a necro. You're hired.
Probably a good... Yeah, I mean, they'd probably want to work there a fair bit.
Oh, yeah, she would. I wouldn't employ them.
I don't know. But like, as long as you... If you're fucking them and making them look good, that's fair enough. But don't be just fucking them. Do your job.
Then fuck.
Well, you know. As long as I don't see it. There's cameras in here. I might watch it later. Maybe.
I like necro porn.
Jesus Christ, is this fucking your book, right? Oh. Maybe he watched this film and was like, it is glorious. But yeah, they do the next normal thing in a Night of the Living Dead movie, and they have a drug trip.
Don't call it a Night of the Living Dead. It's not a Night of the Living Dead. Just because it says Night of the Living Dead on the box does not make it a Night of the Living Dead movie.
They have a drug trip in the Night of the Living Dead movie. A drug trip where the body that they're working on gets up, comes over, sits
opens up his stitched lips.
They pass the fucking J to him. And he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, whoops. Sorry. Stitches. Rip these open. And then they're sitting ripping a fucking joint. And then she looks and he's gone. And she's like, oh, it must have been not real. And then she looks and Diane's gone. And she's like, oh, I wonder what's happened here. And then she turns around and Diane is fucking the corpse.
Yeah, she's just mounting it. Fucking it with her undies on.
It's funny because Nu Metal was like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, like, I forgot about Nu Metal. Like, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't get like that watching two normal people fucking. Never mind someone fucking a corpse. I'd be like,
I'm going to go get the police.
I'm going to take the weed and go. You're fucked up.
And I was in Nu Metal
How
bands.
How much weed have you had? None. I'm going to leave. See you later. Eventually they go back to normal in the drug trip, and then Diane says that because I was like, this was what annoyed me. This annoyed me in the film.
This is
like,
what annoyed you.
Why is it that in films, well, a lot of films, they smoke a joint and all of a sudden they're seeing like fucking monkeys and stuff, and I was like, weed doesn't work like
well,
that.
Well, they're not all
I'm
junkies,
sorry.
Vic. They're not all drug experts.
I'm telling
like
you, that's crack.
That's I should crack. Know.
That is bath
I've done
salts,
a lot of crack.
All right, bath salts. I'd understand. If they'd have thrown out some, I'd have been like, yeah, bath salts, fucking hell. At someone's face the other day, I did. But they do explain it, don't they? Because they're like, oh, we put some ecstasy in you.
Well, they literally started with like, you've had E before, right?
It's like,
I don't think she has.
By the way, this comes out of like nowhere. I know they've had a drug trip, but she's just like, oh, you've had E, have you?
I was like, well, we put some ecstasy in your drink. Cheers, guys.
Yeah. But why? I don't understand. Like, why is this in the movie? This doesn't do anything. It's just Diane fucks a corpse and then later on nothing comes
of it. They literally just had it to have a weird drug trip.
Yeah.
But why?
I don't know. Is it the time? Because the kids will love this.
Will they?
No! I don't understand. Like, who's going to watch this? Oh, drugs are in it. This is cool now. Fucking hell. What a fucking awesome movie.
Much better than a fucking gay black and white one.
So the brothers, they come back to check out fucking Tovar's creepy room. And it's funny because he gives Jeffrey Combs a shotgun, and Jeffrey Combs goes, why are you giving me a shotgun? And it's like, there's corpses everywhere, mate, in this room. I'd probably like a shotgun in that room.
I just want a shotgun in general.
Yeah, true. So he basically says that, you know, Jeffrey Combs is like, why have you not burned these bodies? Especially if they're fucking moving. And Tovar goes, when I used to work with Daddy, he wouldn't let me near the oven, not even to watch him. So I don't know how it works.
This man runs.
I'm sorry, you're in
this
a fucking...
This man is a funeral director.
He is in the era of Google as well.
How does a furnace work?
Oh, I could find out how a fucking furnace... I mean, like we were talking about before when we were watching this film, I could find out how a furnace worked in the fucking 60s, Richard.
Yeah.
If I was given enough time. Right, so his dad's been dead for however long, right?
Years at least.
Enough time for you to... at least be able to get a gist of it. And that's without ringing anybody. Like, oh, do you mind just coming around and show me how this oven works? Because I'm a funeral director and it's probably something I need to know how to do. I don't understand. I just don't understand how he's, oh, well, I can't work it ever.
So like any time they get somebody to, like they get some business and they're like, oh, we want to be cremated.
What's
like,
he doing
okay,
with
yeah.
them? Is he just putting them in that room?
No, he's just putting them in there. And then saying, hell. Oh yeah, we burnt your dad. Here's his ashes. It's empty. Yeah, there were...
Because he even mentions one of the zombies, doesn't he? One of the ones that's tied up at the door. He's like, oh, I used to like him.
Yeah, he was my mate. The son apart. I never had. I was going to give him everything I've got.
I know. I was like, well, I mean, not
didn't
now.
Like him enough to change his fucking horrible facial expression.
Yeah, I know. It's like one of the corpses you get from, like, again, like the supermarket aisle, isn't it? This is where he mentions that they come back slow. And he says, and I quote, that he only noticed that they were moving because when he recorded them, he... pressed fast forward. And he was like, oh, that corpse moving over there. Weird that, innit? Doesn't usually happen when I forward my VHSs. It's gone near. But the thing is, like, how slow are these fucking zombies then?
Yeah.
They literally
There's
mustn't,
no threat to
they
them.
They mustn't move. They're just like...
If you cannot notice them moving in standard motion...
Yeah.
That it's not a threat.
It's like watching a fucking clock, innit? You know, it's like, Jesus Christ, this hour's taking forever. Because you're watching it.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand.
It would be like if you were watching a clock and be like, when it hits 5, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And then you just sit there and it's like 3 p.m. and you're waiting like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, no.
All you've got to do is get out of the room and you won't die. I'm going to die. Well, just move.
Yeah.
It's
very
slow.
It's like the bit of Austin Powers, isn't it? You know, when he's getting the steamrollers coming towards him, the guy's like, no! And then he just keeps going. It's like ages away. And even Austin Powers is driving it. He's like, just move out the way.
Didn't think we'd ever reference Austin Powers on this podcast. Mm.
By the way, the tied up guy comes alive at this point and then goes back to being a zombie.
To his previous facial expression as well.
Yeah. So
no, but that's the great thing, though, because the prosthetic that they use for this guy is abysmal.
Yeah.
But then they have a real person to play it.
Yeah, I know.
So why not just put the real person up on the wall?
Yeah.
But his spine's hanging out. It looks really good.
Really good. So Combs is kind of like, this is fucking weird. You're a mental case. And then Tovar's like, I tell you what, I'll show you the tape of the zombie.
No, I'm not looking at it.
I don't understand.
No, I'm not looking at it.
I don't get it.
I'm off.
Don't want to look at anything else.
Can't be looking at things. Busy man.
No, you're not.
You've got sanitariums to ring up.
Your vet clinic got shut down, so shut the fuck up. You're looking for money. Watch this tape, you bitch.
I'll pay you.
So he fucks off.
As he leaves...
The secretary comes out, didn't she?
No. Junior utters the line, shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's never a zombie around... when you need one.
Yeah.
That is the line. Somebody wrote that.
What does it mean?
In a script. And then a director
got
an actor to say that line in a Night of the Living Dead film. I wish I was dead.
You wish you were in that room.
Not in that room. Any other room to die. So zombies are slow. They'd never get me anyway. I was like, just do it.
I know. You'd be there for ages, wouldn't you? Can you imagine it coming for you? Like, oh, for fuck's sake. God, this is taking up forever. I've been here for days. Days I've been here for. This is ridiculous. He's moved a finger. The fly has been here, and I don't know if that thing's real. I don't know if I've been in this room for too long.
I've been in it so long, they've edited CGI into life. So, Could you imagine if, like, the fucking sex demon from It Follows was this slow?
It would be great, wouldn't it? You'd be like, well,
I'm not that worried, really.
It's been ages, isn't it? Ages.
It's been 6 weeks.
Yeah, the secretary shows up. She comes into the room. She's like, oh, I heard some noises. And then she's like, what are all these bodies? And then a zombie that's moving at normal speed.
Well, it's the one that's been approaching us for ages, isn't it? It's the green screen zombie.
Where has that gone?
I don't know, because it wasn't there. Obviously, it's been moving this whole time, because we've seen the footage of it. Jeffrey Combs comes in. Oh, a bit hide.
Yeah.
Don't need Jeffrey Combs knowing they're zombies.
But he jumps out and bites the secretary, and you're like, oh, so they do move normally then.
When they need them to.
Yeah, I don't. Don't they even say something about this? Doesn't Jeffrey Combs start saying, oh, are they slow, are they fast? Are they spreaders? Or are they like
Why is shamblers? He so down with zombie lingo?
I don't understand. Tovar shoots a zombie and he takes the secretary into his room, obviously knowing what's going to happen to her. And she's all like, wow, we're not going to the hospital. I said to you, this person reminds me of that woman from the Texas Chainsaw remake. Like, oh, sweet Jesus.
But I just can't stop eating those chocolates. And the
coconut. Oh.
Jesus.
So Tovar does the next best thing and he goes and watches footage of his dad. And this is supposed to be some sort of emotional scene where
it's not emotional at all.
But you're supposed to feel sorry for Tovar because his dad didn't pay him enough attention. You're like, I don't give a fuck. I don't know who your dad is, mate.
No.
All I know him is from his hilarious photos. Fucking hell.
His photos are the most terrifying thing in this film.
Oh, it's great. His photo is great. I might put that as my profile picture. Can you imagine? Imagine if you were, like, dating, you know, like, when it's, like,
you'd
blind dating.
You'd be drowning in pussy.
Exactly, because you get there and be like, oh, this guy's, he's fucking ugly, but I need some dick. And then you show up and you're like, fuck, you know, I hope I'm not. I hope I'm not as bad as that photo. If I'm as bad as that photo, Charlotte, leave me, because I'd leave you. I'm going to get Charlotte to take a picture of me and I'm going to get a photo developed of that and put it in my house.
Every room. Give it to every relative you have as a Christmas gift.
Yeah, and like, watch them all uncomfortably go, oh, it's lovely. And I'm like, it's fucking not, is it?
But like, by the way, if I come next time I visit here and that's not prior to place, I'm going to be very offended.
I'm going to get some zombies on you. What?
I have that power.
Oh, government crack. You've changed. You've changed.
Why, bitch. Jeffrey?
Oh, my God. I'm fucking dying, man. So,
oh, sweet Jesus.
The noob wakes up Somebody's drawn a bloody face, a smiley face, on her face shield.
Where are he?
I don't know.
Where did they get the blood?
Who did it?
Whose blood is it?
Who did it? You never find out. Who is it implied that did that? The fucking zombie? Now they're clever. I don't understand. But yeah, she hears some noises. She goes and investigates, and it's fucking zombie fatty. She's like, I'm a zombie now. Coming after you. And at this point, Diane and New Metal show up with fucking Sister Sarah. And they genuinely, like, pass it off where she's like, oh, thanks for the lift. Why have you got a political person in your car? Yeah. Look, why have you
and
given
then
a
she
lift?
Starts demanding a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
She's like, ask for, like, I'm in a Diet Coke. And then after 2 seconds, she's like, where's my fucking Diet Coke?
Yeah, I don't understand.
And then the secretary comes in and bites her. And yeah. It's like, why have you put... Why is she in this film?
Yeah.
What is this... What are you doing?
The zombie's moving quite normally as well.
Yeah.
Not slow at all.
So
and he said they come back slowly. She comes back
New
in 10 minutes.
New Metal's like trying to barge her against the door with a corpse on like a bed.
That's the dad wrapped up that in, one about. Yeah, the dad, the smoker. It's
wrapped
fucking...
up in bin bags.
Yeah, it's literally a bang bag. By the way, I forgot to mention this to you. You know when he's barging her, the secretary is ripping the bag open so that you can see his head.
Yeah.
But she's literally trying to do it in the most like normal, but you know, like without them noticing, she's like, like trying to rip a bit. And you're like, I can see you ripping it.
Yeah. Oh.
I can see you ripping it. The camera shot isn't fucking good anyway, mate.
Is it not?
It shows you his face and it's like, oh, cinematography's fucking cool.
I was going to say, because everything else, the cinematography in every other scene was top fucking notch.
I know.
Noob just notices, oh, we've got some handy dandy acid here.
Hydrochloric acid, and it's way stronger than what it should be.
It literally tears through the like, secretary zombie
the
like
whole
that.
Of her stomach, like to the back.
But not her bones. Everything else, flesh, organs, bones.
Yeah,
no.
Her intestines are hanging there, like in the way of the hole, and they're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And someone's going to go, oh, they might have fallen. Shut the fuck up. It was a terrible effect. End of story.
But who thinks, like, oh, we've got some zombies, we'll chuck acid at them. Like, well, we're going to get acid everywhere. I don't care.
It's we'll, a big
we'll deal,
tub.
We'll deal like, with the zombies now and then get to the acid.
It's not like it's a little cup as well.
No.
It's like a big tub of acid. Yeah. They go, it's like, oh, you're going to get some on your hands. I'm afraid. You're going to lose your fingers. That just went through her stomach,
yeah.
Through to her back. You're going to lose some fingers, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Diane goes and comforts Sarah Palin, because she's obviously been bitten, and fucking Diane is getting, like, wet over her, like, dying.
The dying, she's yeah. Like, she's, like, patching her up. She's like, and then, but nothing comes of this either, because next time you see she's just dead.
Yeah, this is the end of Diane, by the way, because this is the last line she has. I'm sorry everyone's...
Great end to a great character.
So Jeffrey Combs comes home to his dad being dug up.
It's great, because I got halfway through the film and I looked to you and I said, Vic, if at some point in this film he digs up his dead dad and he becomes a zombie, just let me know. And even you were like,
I don't remember. No,
and then
I
it came up
remember.
I was like...
Oh, they did.
And you know what the best part is? The thing about corpses, right, is they smell.
Yeah.
So to tackle this problem...
Yeah.
They've covered him in car air fresheners.
Well, it's funny because Jeffrey Combs goes in, obviously like, oh my God, the grave's been dug up. Please don't tell me this has happened. He goes in, he's like, ugh, and then he's like, you dug dad up.
I mean, clearly the air fresheners aren't working.
No. He's literally, and he got them just hanging on his fucking shirt.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't understand.
And the best thing is, in the background is the picture.
Yeah. So it's like him in front of his picture.
I would have just took the picture off and put it over his face.
Exactly.
That's better. That's how I remember your daddy.
So he's annoyed at first, and then eventually, like, Combs kind of comes round, doesn't he? He's got an ulterior motive. He basically says he's like, you know, like, because Tovar can't work the fucking oven. Oh, it annoys me saying that. And he's basically like, he's like, right, well, you know, we won't burn them. We'll get maggots. And the maggots will eat them. He's like, the maggots, I know how to get some maggots. He says he'll get some maggots. And he can pay him to do it, and they're going to start a tissue harvesting business.
Where is he just devised this from?
I don't know, but he basically says, like, we'll get rid of all the fucking corpses that are shit, and then we'll keep what we want. He even says it like that. He's like, we'll keep what we want.
And then Junior's not down for this idea at all. He's like,
you're just disrespecting the dead.
Because what you're doing is showing them respect. You've got your old friends pinned against the wall and your dad dug up with air fresheners around him and you're talking about disrespecting the dead.
Well, doesn't Jeffrey Combs literally say this pretty much in so many words? He's like, what you're doing isn't. It's like, you've got a point. He has got a point.
Yeah, let's start selling bones.
Yeah. But unfortunately, Jeffrey Combs gets bitten by Daddy.
It's his own fucking fault, though. There's a zombie sitting right there and just, I might get closer to this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bit me. At least he dies with dignity, though. He doesn't stumble out of the house and then fall into his dad's grave, and then the camera goes over to it and it's green screen.
And he's like, no, don't bury me. And then Turbo buries him. Well, no, he doesn't bury him. He buries green screen Jeffrey Combs.
Green screen.
Jeffrey Combs.
Oh, dear God.
So he gets a call from fucking Noob, who's obviously there, and she's like, oh, my God, Diane's dead. I need some help. Please help me. He goes there. Apparently fucking New Metal has been dragged away, which you didn't see. You didn't see. I don't know if it was even mentioned, to be honest.
No.
Maybe it was on that phone call and we didn't care enough to listen, but
I wouldn't give this film that much credit.
I don't care. So he basically goes, sits with her with Diane, and he's like, look, she's going to turn into a zombie. She's not. I'm going to finish her off. End of story. So the Noob leaves and he shoots her and that's it.
But they try to do it all artfully because yeah. They pan away. The camera goes
outside. So it's like,
and then you hear and be like, no, just no.
They go to help New Metal. They're basically like, right, he's stuck in there.
And well, Junior doesn't want to at first. He's like, well, he's dead. If there was any chance I thought he'd be alive, we'd go do it. But he's not. And then they do it anyway.
Well, this is like, I thought this was supposed to be some sort of redemption. You know where he goes? Because he goes.
No, it's not.
No, of course not. So they go into the room and all the zombies are fucking up now and fucking New Metal's in there and Sarah Palin's in there and they just shoot for about 10 minutes.
With unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
He honestly shoots probably like 30 odd times.
Yeah.
With a shotgun.
This is
clearly has a tiny magazine.
This is where the Chekhov's gun thing comes
and they
up
do,
as well.
He says to her, to the Noob, have you ever fired a gun before?
Oh, he says the same thing he says in every fucking movie. Just pull the trigger.
No. And then she gets perfect headshots every time.
Well, they kill New Metal. They kill Sarah Palin. The gun he gives, what I was saying is, Noob is the gun that they were talking about.
Yeah.
Dad's gun.
Yeah. Well, his friend comes off the wall at some point.
Yeah, and he's
and
like,
almost
oh,
gets
come
the
on,
Noob.
Get off
but
her, Bob.
He has no legs.
Yeah. Like, how's he dragged you on? I mean, don't get me wrong, maybe you didn't see him because he's on the floor and you're shooting people, but how'd he drag you on the floor?
Yeah. How'd he get off
and
the
again,
wall?
And again, they move incredibly slowly, apparently, even though all these zombies in this room are moving.
And this is where you see his CGI spine.
Yeah, it's just crumpling up and stuff, like as if it's supposed to be moving, but it looks terrible.
It just looks like a blurry clump.
Yeah.
Have you seen what a spine looks like?
Yeah.
They don't move.
No, not like that.
Not like they're alive.
Fucking hell.
It's like a worm.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But you know, if you get like a worm out of a ground, it's like...
You ever get... You know them snakes? You ever used to have one of them snakes where it was kind of like a balance thing and it would move, but it was only because of what was inside the snake. It was like a little toy you used to get. And you'd hold it straight and it would move itself. That's what his spine looks like. One of them toys. It actually looks worse.
You're giving it too much credit.
Yeah. So they kill all the zombies. The effects are terrible. There's this one last zombie that he kills, and he puts like his shotgun through her face, and it knocks the zombie's jaw off, and then you can see the person's jaw underneath.
Yeah. Like, what you got two jaws for,
man? Yeah, I don't understand. But yeah, they kill all the fucking zombies. You know, he goes out, and he's like, right, you know, we've been through that. Come on, I'll comfort you. Let's go, and we'll sit you down. And he basically takes Noob away and he's like, oh, you just need some fluids. It's all good. And he gives her some of the fluid that makes them
and
into
zombies.
And
she doesn't question it. She looks at it. It seems a bit weird.
Yeah, it looks like fucking, like aniseed or something. It looks like...
We forgot about the absinthe salt.
Oh, yeah. On his dinner table, he's got a salt shaker that says absinthe. And I was like, that's not the kind of salt shaker you want, mate.
No, that will kill you.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
Salt's already bad enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. She's given this weird drink and she doesn't question why she's going to... She looks at it. She's like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh, it might not taste very nice, but you'll feel like a new woman after you've drank it. And then she goes, is it Red Bull or Monster?
And he goes, one of them.
She's like, oh,
you
something
don't know.
Like that.
You've just poured it for me. You don't know what it is.
Was this next to your dead baby? Yeah, it was actually. Is this dead baby juice?
She takes it and obviously it's killing her. It kills her. She's like, you poisoned me. And then he does this fucking thing where he's like, you know, when I come back, when you come back,
I'll
take care of you.
And it's like, if you wanted her dead, why didn't you just leave her in the zombie room?
Yeah. So he leaves the room and he listens to her dying and then kind of walks off. And then the last shot is him with his shovel, which I assume is Sid Haig's weapon in the other film, because they've made such a fucking big thing about him having this shovel. And he looks at the graveyard and he's smiling because he's going to go and dig them all up. I don't fucking care.
No, I don't. Why is he doing this, though?
I don't know. Because he's mental now. Yeah. Daddy wanted this.
And that's Night of the Living Dead 3D reanimated.
Reanimation.
I don't care. No, I don't correct me. I don't fucking care.
Don't blame you.
What was that film about?
Zombies, apparently.
But there were barely any. The zombies don't really come into it till like the very end.
It's because they couldn't fucking afford them.
85 minutes and nothing happened. No. There's no character development.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not even that long for a film.
No.
Like, I mean, it's nearly an hour and a half, but most hour and a half.
So don't get me wrong. I can take a slow burn horror film if it's slow burn for a reason, because you're giving me like character development and stuff. But they don't have that.
No.
It's just a slow burn and then the payoff shit.
Yeah.
Nothing happens in this fucking movie. Yeah. And I don't think watching the first one's going to make it any different.
I don't fucking think so, Richard.
But we're going to do it anyway. Yeah. Eventually. We have to now.
We've got to now, yeah.
And that was a piece of shit garbage film.
Yep.
Oh, right. Let's rate this turd.
So, for a film that's a half star, what I mean, 0.5 out of 5. What else can you say about it? It's fuck. Everything is terrible apart from Jeffrey Combs and the Wishmaster guy. They're both all right, but they've got nothing to do.
No, they've got nothing to work with, though. No,
but they're all right.
Government crack.
Yeah. That's it. There's not really much I can say about this. It's fucking terrible. No. Everything about it is terrible.
It's not even so bad. It's good. It's just bad.
Fun factor, it was 0.5 out of 5. It was terrible. It's not. There's no fun in it. You laugh at it, but it's not the right kind of laugh.
No.
It's not like, oh, this is hilarious, let's keep watching this. It's more like, this is hilarious, let's turn it off.
Let's kill ourselves.
Fucking terrible. What are yours?
5 out of 5 and five out of five. It's
better than George Romero's version.
No, it's half a star for both. It's like I said, what can you say? It's just terrible. Not only is it a bad film in itself, but it's disgracing the legacy of one of the most important horror films of all fucking time. Like, how dare you take somebody else's film and just steal the name of it? It's disgraceful. It's offensive. It is a pile of fucking wretched diarrhea.
This ended up
the fact that it's been in my home has made me want to burn this place to the ground.
This is because you brought Veronica on my TV. Right, here's a question for you, because I was waiting for this. What's worse?
I'd rather watch Veronica again, to be perfectly honest. God. At least it has funny fucking...
No, I'll disagree with you. No way.
I'd watch this over Veronica.
Oh, fair enough. I was going to... Because this has got... At least this has got Jeffrey Combs in it. At least... It's got Jeffrey Combs in it. I mean, he shouldn't be in it, but at least... But
I'll give the film this credit. It doesn't have any spiders raping people.
Exactly. And no 5-minute scenes of women bathing in blood.
And looking at their hands. We've just got and then fading to black.
5-minute scenes of pointless dialogue in this movie. It's like, this is terrible, but at least I'm not being
fooled. At least they don't fade to black every 5 minutes.
Exactly. The camera in this was fucking terrible, but it was nowhere near as bad as Veronica.
No.
This was just... Bullshit, fucking camera. Whereas the one in Veronica was like, is this even camera work?
Was it the camera work done by a man who knows what a camera is?
Oh, fucking, I don't think he was from the past. Well, we've had 2 great weeks. Fucking bad, isn't it? It's been really bad these weeks. This is probably the worst 2 weeks we've had on the podcast.
Yeah, this is definitely the worst back-to-back we've had, I think.
Yeah.
I think this is what we needed after we've had so many 5 stars this season.
I was
going to
say, we've had a pretty good year. So I think obviously COVID buggered stuff up quite a bit for us, but we've had a fairly good few good films this year.
Right, next week it's my last pick of the season. Last pick of the season. Last personal pick altogether.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But generally feels like we just started.
I was going to say, like, this year has gone. I mean, this year has gone faster than a lot for various reasons, but yeah, it's crazy.
Next week, I've got a film that.
This is where he picks the fucking first one. Like, I'm going to do this back to
you. Night of the Living Dead 3D. Yeah. No, I wouldn't put that on myself, mate.
No, but you're coming to mine next week. So you'd be like, well, that's not on my TV.
No, I think we need something good after that. It's a film I'm quite fond of. I think we have mentioned
that probably
it.
Means I'll hate it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I know.
We, yes, the film, I think we've mentioned a few times on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's been one that I've been wanting to do an episode on for ages, but it just kept getting pushed back. So okay. Now I'm like, right, it's my last chance of the year to do it. So I'm fucking doing it. Funnily enough, Jeffrey Combs was in a film that this director has done.
Okay.
So there's the hint.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Anything you want to add before we wrap this up?
No.
Right.
No. We're getting to the end of the year, guys.
Yeah. Hooray.
This has kind of made the end of the year horrible for me.
Well, we've got some good ones planned, so hopefully that will
yeah,
make it
to
better.
Be fair, we have. Yeah. I don't know what the next week's is, but yeah, we've got two good ones.
I think you'll like. And then I couldn't see why you wouldn't at least like next week's film. But yeah, you'll find out what that is next week. And until then, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Government.